chapter 4 this morning, Matthew chapter 4. We're so thankful for the opportunity to have the Word of God and to be able to open it each week. Tonight's a big night for figuring out what we want to do for missions, so we'll talk a little bit about that once we're done this morning before we dismiss. Matthew chapter 4. It's a great chapter for all days of life, all years, all centuries, all people groups, all countries. You can read the Word of God, and it's so applicable for the day that we live in. And Matthew chapter 4, as many of you know, Matthew 4, and you go over to Luke 4, both parallel passages. We'll be here in just Matthew 4 this morning. But you go to Luke 4, same story, same idea, same thing. So John the Baptist ministry is started, and then we have from Luke 2, and we see where Christ is born, and we see the what we've just come through in the what people call the Christmas story, what have you. From there, then we have Jesus growing underneath his parents, working with his father, those kinds of things. And you just don't find a lot of scripture that talks about those things in the Bible. There just isn't. And people try to, they'll be like, oh, the missing years, the hidden years, say this happened. All we know is, man, he obeyed his parents, he worked, he learned, the Bible says he worked as his father worked, his father's a carpenter, worked with wood, he did those kinds of things. Maybe you've seen a bumper sticker that says, my master's a Jewish carpenter, those kinds of things. It speaks of those years. Then Jesus started a period of his public ministry. And sometimes we put a huge heap on somebody's, well, in their ministry, but the preparing for it is kind of overshadowed. We don't see a whole lot of it. Same with John Baptist, right? Because John the Baptist is only 6 months ahead of the Lord Jesus, his cousin here, and his public ministry is starting just a little bit ahead of the Lord's. But all that time, the Bible says, once he was old enough, he went out into a desert place. Where was he with? He's just with the Lord. He had a message to preach that was going to be so popular, it was going to make him the first megachurch preacher of it. Nah, they were ready to kill him after he preached it the first time. They're like, who is this crazy? The Bible says he's wearing animal skins. His diet consisted of locusts and honey. Let's all attack that, New Year's resolution. You really want to fight those few pesky pounds. You go to the wilderness, first get an animal skin, you go to the wilderness and find you some locusts and honey. And I'm just sure John the Baptist came onto the scene scrappy, is how I see him in my mind, just a scrapper. But anyways, it's fun to think about. But a serious message: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, God's coming. God's order is coming. And it doesn't matter if it's 2,000 years ago, right? In the scope of time gone for eternity, it's right. It's here. It's now. Well, the Bible says, behold, today is the day of salvation. Be like, well, I got some time. You don't know what kind of time you got, right? Those kids I pulled out last night, Brother Tony, I told them, I said, my next door neighbor, the brain aneurysm, gone, 47, full of life, full of going, go. And you're gone. I said, you got to be ready. You got to be ready. You need to know. And so the message today, very applicable for our day and the times that we live in. So John 3 speaks of John the Baptist coming on that chapter, and the Lord being baptized by John Baptist, showing us a pattern. The Father speaking in 17, low voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He told Peter, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. When they're on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Father says that several times. It's very important. If God the Father says, I am well pleased with this person, that we should listen to what he has to say. Hebrews talks about that. Not listening to him that speaketh on the earth. He's like, well, a lot of people have spoken on the earth. The him is Christ. The things that Jesus said. And so Jesus' words are so very, very, very important. Chapter 4, our title this morning, it's in the bulletin, Tested and Tried. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit. We notice a capital S there, that it was the Spirit of the Lord that led him into the wilderness. Is it bad to be in the wilderness? That's a time alone with the Lord. You'll see great men and women of God. There's times in their lives where they'll go to be apart to get a reset, what have you, time to go and spend time with the Lord. But the Bible says, into the wilderness, and there was a thing that needed to happen here. It said, to be tempted of the devil. To be tempted of the devil. Father, we pray that you'd help us this morning. Lord, you'd show us from your word where we need it. You'd help our hearts today. Lord, I pray that your word would do its work, Lord. And I pray that your Spirit would do his work this morning in hearts where we need it, Father, be it for salvation. Be it, Father, of doubt or fear, Father, us doubting your power, whatever it is, Lord, I pray that you'd help us, you'd straighten us out today. And we love you in Christ's name we pray. Amen. There are some people that think the way to live happy is just to get rid of all the bad. And the idea is the bad's got to be there. It has to be there. We have to go through those things to have these other things become good. What would patience be if there wasn't tribulation and trial? It's like, oh, I got patience. Well, has it ever been tested? No, not ever. Well, how good is it? Wow, I don't know. Hey, are you challenging my patience and how good it is? You know, it's like, well, if it's never been tested, it's never been tried. I mean, we build a piece of tackle or something. It would behoove us to go test it a little bit, beat it up some. Versus throwing it out there and be like, here, use this. And is it, oh, it doesn't work, or broke, or this, or that. That would not be good. That would not be good. And our patience, right? So I said, well, if I can just get rid of all the bad. No. The bad's going to be there. The blessing is we got God, though. We got the bad, but we have God with us, and we can choose Him. So the Lord Jesus is going into the wilderness, led there by the Spirit, to be tempted of the devil. He was God before, and he's God now. But he's in a fleshly body. He's in one place at one time. He's taken on some constraints, being made like unto a man. The Bible says he humbled himself. He did that, and he obeyed to the death of the cross. He did those things. So there's some choices that he's made here, and he's showing us all these things as a pattern. Why was Jesus baptized with John the Baptist? He shows us it for a pattern. Why did Jesus obey Caesar? He showed it to us for a pattern, how we're supposed to live. Because is he going to stay? No, he's going to ascend. And he's showing the disciples how they need to live. And when the devil comes and tempts, this is the pattern. This is how you attack the devil. Well, we're just going to destroy the devil. No, you're not. Because the book already says how he's going to end. And I doubt God would have to change the Bible because of this power so that you just came up with and eliminated Satan years before it was supposed to happen. I doubt that's going to happen, right? So you're not going to do anything to him, okay? Oh, if I could just get him. No, but you could kind of short-circuit him. You could make his power of none effect by choosing to follow God and to obey his example. And that's what the challenge is this morning. Can we go through this tried and tested period and come out like Christ on the other side? The Bible says in verse number 2, when he, the Lord Jesus, had fasted, this isn't the devil fasting, it's the Lord Jesus, when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was afterward and hungered. So he went out there, and I believe he spent time with the Father. Why? He's beginning the last 3 years of his life on this earth. That's what he's beginning. That's the time he's starting. It was huge. It's big. At the end of chapter, well, towards the end of chapter 4, right, and it's not all like 5 minutes apart. It all happens. That's kind of how we read it, verse to verse to verse, right? The next day, but he goes and he starts finding disciples, picking men to train, to begin to train. Then they go up the mountain, and then we have the Beatitudes, and we have the Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And he teaches them how they're supposed to live. Turns their world upside down, just in their mind, you know. He says, you've heard this, but not this. You've heard this, but now you have this. This person that hates you, you need to love them. I was telling the men in Sunday school, ladies, went home Wednesday night, because Wednesday was supposed to be a big day, and it was a crazy day, right? And they were supposed to debate some things. I truly wanted to hear that, and that all got broken up. And then they promised, they said, if we can get things secure, we can go back to work Wednesday night. Got home, and verbal punches in the face. I mean, haymakers, one after another. It's like, oh, my soul. And, you know, it's going on in two different rooms, right? So you can't watch, you know, we need like two screens that need to be set up for that and no media interference or commentary by anybody. Just let us hear the raw, because the raw was pretty good. I mean, it was good, but there was no loving the neighbor going on. You say, why is it broke? There's no Bible being practiced even there. And it's hard. I mean, there's gentlemen under restraint. There were people calling other people liars. There were people that joined in the aisles, and the only reason why you couldn't see the chest bumping and guys is because it was below the camera, and you just couldn't see it. Like, well, why are these guys getting up? They're not supposed to be doing that. It's like at a baseball game where the camera's panning the crowd, and you see everybody get up and leave, and you want to see, well, what are they leaving for? You know, oh, there's a ball hit over here or something. Everybody's trying to get it, but we're not trying. They're not practicing this part. They're not practicing this part. Why is it broke? So we got to practice exactly what Jesus has put here to practice. He is out there to be tempted of the devil. Tells us verse 1. Physically, would you say he's at his top? Probably not after eating and drinking for 40 days and 40 nights. I wouldn't suggest going and trying that. But I said fasting's in the Bible, but that's a long time, right? The Lord can do it. The Bible says, verse number 3, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. The devil knows how much we are attached to our flesh. And we talked about it a few weeks ago in 1 Thessalonians 5, how we are made in three parts. He said, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. And some people, boy, we run around in the flesh, and if it makes our flesh happy, that's what we're doing. I looked at the Book of Faces this morning. I think it was this morning, or maybe it was late last night. Man, the snow machiners, right? Up of the thing. Brand new rig. Well, new rigs. Nice rigs. Anything compared to mine. Super nice, right? Got their trays up. All the windows smashed out. All the people will say, well, what? No, I just... People... They just, no, but there are people out there that are so constrained by the flesh, they got to have stuff to sell, to get stuff to make that flesh, and they'll do anything. And I guess it just happened like a week prior as well. It was just like, my soul. It happens, but they're so controlled by the flesh, it doesn't matter. They'll steal from their own mother, and they do. Break into their mother's houses and get money out of their mouth. In all the years, I've heard it all. It's incredible. Why? It's just the flesh. I can't believe they do it. Yeah, but they're tied to their flesh. Super tied to it. So where is Satan attacked? The flesh. Hungry. Make those stones. Does he know Christ could do it? Oh, yeah. The idea is, am I going to listen to Satan? The Bible says, resist the devil, James 4. Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Right? Now, James could have been writing the commentary based on this passage, because that's exactly what happened. Christ submitted himself to God. I believe he is the Lord. He submitted himself unto the Father's will, but I believe some of that's what went on in verse number 1, when the Bible said he was led out of the Spirit, he fasted 40 days. The devil didn't come like day 23. He came at the end of 40 days. Oh, I'm going to wait till he's... He came at the end of that thing. The tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, challenges who he is and asks him to do something God never asked him to do. Right? And people come and they say, oh, you're this, you're that. And again, flesh, right? Because if men rely on titles and if men rely on position and all these things, when somebody challenges that, then we get defensive, right? We try to defend the dirt hill that we are. A stack of dirt. God made you out of dirt. You're going to die. You're going to be dirt again. Me too. It's just like, that's just what it is. God took dirt and he breathed into it and here we are. It's amazing. Right? Stealing votes is incredible, but it's not amazing. However it happened, right? God taking dirt and making people, that's amazing. That's unbelievable. That's just like, wow, but you said you did it. Am I going to defend that? Am I here to defend me? God says, I put you here to bring glory to me. As the dirt pile, talking to the person that made it and saying, boy, he made me. He's awesome. Not, oh, look at me. No, there's not much to look at. Not much to look at. The Bible says in verse number Verse number 4. But he answered, this is the Lord Jesus' answer, it is, what's that word? It's written. You don't have to worry about coming up with it. What do I tell him? What to open the book and give an answer. He told the disciples, he said, don't think about what you're going to say until the time. I'll give you an answer. Why? Because they didn't have a whole book written yet, right? They had the Old Testament. You see them packing around their scrolls. I'm going to pull up an answer here, right? I said, I'll tell you what to say. I'll give you the words to say. Moses says, what am I going to tell them? He gave them the words to say. You got to trust God that His words matter. When God speaks and all things are created, when God speaks and we're created, when God speaks and things are destroyed, I mean, I don't know. That's all I need. That's all I need. I said, just speak it, Lord. The centurion got to that point. He said, no, just speak it. You don't have to walk to my house. And Lord marveled, the Bible says, great faith I have not so found on all Israel, because somebody said, your word's good enough for me. Your word's good enough. So here we're going to see, is it God's word good enough, or is Satan's word good enough? And notice, Jesus doesn't come out and say, I'm the creator and ruler of all earth. I've made you who you are, Lucifer, you rascal. You know who I am, and don't... That's defending self. He doesn't do it. Why? Because the pattern's for you and me. We couldn't do that. Could we defeat the devil that way? Oh, now devil, I'm going to tell you exactly what Jesus said. I'm the creator of heaven and earth, and you... We can't say those things. But we can do exactly what Jesus did here. The Bible says, it is written. Now, we don't have time. We're not going to go back to Deuteronomy chapter number 8, verse 3. But he quotes it twice here. And he tells Satan, man shall not live by bread alone. What you eat's important. You got to have food. Got to have food. Anyways, got to have it. Got to have food. Is that all I need? Some people think, well, maybe I have food and exercise, and that's a... No, we need something else. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, we got to have His words. Oh, what's going on? I can't believe the world's up there. And I was telling a room of complete... I was thankful for God. I needed to be put in those situations more often. Complete strangers. Just... didn't know us. I knew my neighbor and knew their kids, and that was about it. And I said, look, I said, people said, well, the world. I said, but God already tells us what's going to happen. But you got to trust His word. You got the Bible. It's been here for years. But if I don't trust it, it's just another book in my heart. Now, to the people that believe, it's everything. It's everything, right? It's everything. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. In quoting the Scriptures, Jesus gives us the ability. He said, I can do that. I can believe on the Word of God. I can choose to quote the Scriptures here and combat untruth, not defend myself, okay, and to say, look, this is how I'm going to do it. This is what the Word of God says right here. It's not me versus you. It's not my thoughts versus you. This is God's word. I'm just His delivery person. I'm just His person. And devil, you got no business around here. This is Jesus' ground. I've got to put myself under the Lord. No. If God wants me to be hungry, I'll be hungry. There's some times where we need to be. But the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Attack number one. Any rebuttal from the devil? Verse 5. I'll give you a chance to look at it. Does the devil say anything? Is there anything recorded in here that he said? No, there's nothing in there. Round 2. God's numbers, one of them's 3, so you're going to get 3 of them this morning. But round 2, right? Bread, huh? Don't need it. Okay. No food. Out, right? Got Adam and Eve with what? Food. Didn't make it out of round 1. I mean, you see how simple it is. We're pretty simple, right? We're smart people. Let us not think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. And that's quoting the Word of God. Round 6. Oh, mercy. But anyway, that's some people can be led around with certain, just the right kind of food. I remember teasing Preacher, when you're in the hospital. I think it was the first time around for your hip, maybe, up here. And so you know, this is a quote now. So I don't want any visitors, right? And I came anyway. But I went to Krispy Kreme first. And I said, if he won't get out of bed, Brother Joe, I'm going to drop him like every 3 feet. I'll get him running laps around that hallway before long. I'll just go get my dog. He squeezed my head so tight. He said, I'm so glad you're here. Amen. What are you saying? Hey, a lot of us, we wouldn't make it out of round one, right? I'm done. I think, what kind of bread is it? Is it a sourdough loaf? I'm there. You got me. In fact, I'm really hungry. That would be handy right about now, right? And we're done because we came to the flesh. And we do it in so many areas. And here's just food, but it's anything that the flesh would have over saying, you know what? God's word is it. God's word, anything, no matter what it is. The Bible says we have to keep our bodies under subjection. It's hard to do. It's the flesh. You got to talk to yourself there. You can't tell your wife, well, you, or it's you, right? You can't tell your kid, blah, 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 and it's you. Overweight football coaches and overweight PE teachers drive me crazy. You go run a lap. That's what I want to say sometimes. Or referees, it drives me crazy, and I'm critical that way. I just am. But coach and all that, let's have some discipline in that area. It's important. Why? What if the devil come? He could get you off track with just that. That'd be pretty sad. Wouldn't that be bad? For the flesh, it wouldn't even be pornography, adultery, all these things that we talk about, these big heavy hitters that we see, all these things. Nah, it was just gluttony. Rats. So, no rebuttal from the devil. Here, verse 5, the devil taketh them up into the holy city, setteth them on a pinnacle of the temple, said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. So the second attack, we see him take him to a place. The Bible says in verse number 6, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. So Jesus quoted scripture to the devil, and he's done. Submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. So Jesus does that. He quotes the scripture, and he's done. Takes him up the pinnacle, and he says, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. Okay? God's never going to ask you to hurt yourself. Ever. I truly believe when people said, I heard something telling me to do this to myself. Yeah, I believe it. Here's the devil telling the God of the universe, cast yourself down. And I can't explain it. I wouldn't go into it with kids here, but I said, there are times when you hear things, and it's like, where is that coming from? That is the evilest thing. Hey, where are you over there? You go to the Grand Canyon, just take one more step, why don't you? You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee if you polled people, they'd say, that's weird. I've heard something. That's weird. What is that? It's destruction. He wants to see you destroyed. He's like, oh, that was easy. They just jumped. Or that was easy. They just... He does it. God will never ask you to hurt yourself. He'll never do that. But here, he says, if you do it, because you say that the angels have charge over thee, and they'll keep you from falling. The problem is here, we don't have time to look at it all, from Psalm 91, 11, and 12, the devil only uses part of the scripture, and he twists it. And this is another tactic that the devil used. Oh, they're really religious. Well, we'll use the word of God to help them, but we'll just change it a little bit. And again, that's why we don't like change. That's when people say, well, can I use this Bible? Can I just say, yeah, you use whatever you want. But you're opening yourself up for a change that you don't see, something that you don't recognize, or why is this word different? And then generate, it might not be you, right? I'm as foundational, I'm as biblical, I'm as a fundamental using this Bible. Is it? Yeah, but your kids might not be because they look at the word and they'll see it for something else that it is. Just saying, all right? And we don't have those big arguments. Say, well, I'm going to do this. I just decided in my mind. I'm just going to stick to this one, and it's just going to let it be. Hasn't led me astray. I've never heard it say, but yeah, I followed that King James Bible, and it just was a Man, it just messed me up. There's all the only complaints I heard is hard to read. Okay, there are lots of things hard for me to read, right? But I got my dictionary. People, I struggle with English as a whole. Not just when it comes to this book, as a whole, right? I'm embarrassed to use Microsoft Word because it's telling me to make changes and it gives me the reason why, Brother Joe, and I'm thinking like, not sure I remember that one. Or that word. We'll just assume they're right on this one. I struggle with this a whole bless God. It's like, what a mess. But man, you forget me away from my Bible, you get a hold of it, be like, what's all this little writings in there? Definitions and words and things, right? It helped me, right? Words that we don't always use. Big deal. I look it up. People on TV, especially in politics, they use big words I don't understand all the time. Jurisprudence, and I have to look it up. I forget my good word I was going to use for, you'll think of it. Adjudication, right? Oh, this poor voting machine, it doesn't know what to do. We must help it 86% of the time. If any machine only worked 14% of the time, people, and some Secretary of State says, well, that looks like a good one right there. Let's plunk down a few million on a few of those. That's why they need us to help them. They're like, what are we doing? Oh, adjudication. Oh, I believe they meant to vote this way. You know, I know their circle was here, but it sure looked like it missed the mark by about 2 inches. We'll stick it over here. And adjudication. I'm looking like, this is word they're throwing around. I look it up. I'm like, oh, yeah. It went from here to go before here to see what was somebody trying to do. Big deal. Okay, I get it. But I have to write that stuff down. Don't get burnt out about, well, I don't understand. Write it down. Do a little digging. Figure out what they're trying to say. Direction, all these things are given based on words. And Satan's going to take God's word and do what to it? Just give it to you straight. The Bible says in John 8, he is the father of all lies. So if he quotes parts of the word of God, you would expect him to throw something in there. But Satan, he's quoting Scripture. The devil, I didn't think he can do it. He can't. The Bible says he's the father of lies. He's going to take it and twist it. Why would Satan ask God to cast himself down? Look through Scripture and all the times where Satan's trying to destroy the seed line of the Lord Jesus. All the time. Right? The wise men weren't at the nativity. They come, the Bible says that he was a small child and he was in the house. Herod said, well, they come to worship a king. But I'm the king here. And I was like, well, is there some other king? Oh, tell me where he is. Well, I can worship too. Right? You just, Herod, what a sucker. Right? And you're thinking, Herod, you worm. You bum. And the Bible says they spoke to the wise men. They departed another way. And Herod said, okay. Herod was like the death angel of his day. Kill them all. Can you imagine? I mean, it's unbelievable. Abortions are. Can you imagine a king said, kill them all. We'll just make sure we get them. We'll just, how old? 2 years? Well, yeah, all right, 2 years and under. Get them all, every male, every last one of them. Kill them all. And you'd have seen some horrible things for probably a month, 2 months. I mean, just horrible things. Horrible things. That's Satan. Oh, it was Herod. If we could just get rid of it. No, it's Satan. That spirit lives on, and it lives on, and it lives on, and it lives on. Why? I mean, Esther protecting who? The Jews from being annihilated. I mean, we have the Iranian government. So we're going to wipe Israel off. They're going to cease to exist as a people. What is that? Oh, if we could just get rid of Iran and we could do. No, it's the spirit of Antichrist. Get rid of them. Destroy Christ's seed line. Over and over and over again. So he asked Jesus, he says, well, cast yourself down. God never going to ask you to do that. Jesus said unto him, verse 7, it is written, I like it, again, that's for him and that's for us, right? It's for the devil and it's for us. It's written again. Go to the Word of God. I don't have an answer. Then come ask a preacher, right? Hopefully he knows he can find it in the Word of God, right? You don't know a situation, so you call up a lawyer to get some legal help. Why? Because they've looked at all these cases. You get the infomercial. If you've used such and such a product, you're in line to receive compensation from blah, 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 blah. Just call the law offices of blah, 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 right? Because they've done all these cases and they know all these things. All you got to do is fall on this little thing, right? Oh, yeah, I've used that, and I think I got a headache once, and
Honey, oh, where's my money?
Right? What a deal. What a deal. He says, it is written again. Lord knows the whole book. It's Him. It is written again, verse 7, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Don't tempt God. Don't tempt God. Don't challenge who He is. You'll lose. You'll lose. Everybody always loses. You will lose. Your best is to submit yourself, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil. Use the Word of God against. We're living in a time where you're going to be tried and tested. And if you can't see it, I don't know if I can help you. It's out there. It's there. Your spirit just wow. And if you love the country, even more so. If you didn't love the country, it's not that. People getting sick or whatever. Let's go to the beach. You don't care about anything. And there's some people like that. And that even bothers you, right? You're like, don't you care, man? Like, oh, it doesn't really bother me. I can still go to work and I can say, oh, my soul. Yes. These things are true. But your spirit's going to take a beating. And we just need to know that we can use Christ's example here. Verse 8, again, there's no rebuttal after verse 7. When we use the Word of God, it's enough. You need to know it. When I use God's Word, it's enough. Now, if you don't believe it, you got to get to that point where you believe it. And nothing can pull you off of that. The sure foundation. We looked at Hebrews today, Hebrews chapter 6. The Bible says, an anchor that doesn't move. It's steadfast. It's sure. The Bible says that He doesn't change. He said, I am the Lord. I change not. So times don't matter. Kingdoms don't matter. Empires don't matter. Anything that goes, does not change the Word of God. It's not going to change. Put your faith in it. Verse 8. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, showeth all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Who made the light? I mean, Lucifer, let's go back to Genesis 1. Who spoke all things into existence? Who said two hydrogens and one oxygen's enough? We're just figuring that stuff out. Got me a microscope here. I'm going to learn some stuff. Wow, this is amazing. Oh, my soul. He's amazing. Unbelievable. The Lord is. His Word. His ability. His strength. All these things will I give thee. So we got people that are sitting pretty high in some positions, and they decide when we get to speak and when we don't get to speak. When we can be heard and when we can't, because they've sold out to this. See all this? I'll give it to you. So you're smart and you're at home and you write a piece of software and now a billion people use it. What has anything changed with you? Have you become a superhuman? No. We made like unto a God. A lot of people know your name, right? What does money do to you? What does money do to you? I'll give it all to you. Artists sell their soul for fame, for money, all these things. It says, oh, the devil can't. No, he does. They get paid big up front. But the back end plan's pretty shallow. There's nothing left. And you watch them commit suicide, and you watch them die, and you watch them drug out, and you watch them do these things. And they're not even a shell of what they were. They're nothing. You watch these old, his plans, he just uses you up, gets the next person. You can sit and watch it. You can watch it, the music industry and acting, Hollywood, all that stuff, right? They start on the Disney Channel. Then they get to be 13. They sign their contract and make their first $10 million. And then they jump to this kid's show. And if they're not strung out and commit suicide by then they make into this program and they do this, and then by the time they're this, and they're rung out. And he don't care. And then the next, 9-year-old that can sing, here, raise him up, do this, right? Guess what? There's 9-year-olds that can sing in churches. And they're beautiful. What's the difference? Money doesn't have them. Money doesn't have their parents' heart. They said in their heart, I want to glorify God. Satan comes and says, boy, you could, I mean, you look at, I mean, I don't like to mix stuff. That's just how I am. But I say, Brother Keith, Elvis had a beautiful voice. Have you ever listened to him sing? And he sang the whole hymn book. Where did he start singing? Where did so many of these people from the South start their singing? They sang right here. And then they got in a group, and then they said, well, what's sang here tonight? Let's go sing for these other folks on Wednesday night. And then they would sing. It's that singing group, right? And then somebody heard them. Oh, man, you could make a lot of, right? Then the decision. You go home. If we make this choice, we never have to work again, right? Now these guys sign NFL contracts. It's like, I don't want my grandkids to work. Give me a number. I don't want my grandkids to work. Okay. That's the Bible. You know? Only, you know, that's the Bible right there. You know, and I unbelievable. What are we teaching them? You give. Don't you know who I am? Oh, we're supposed to know who he is. I thought that was the plan. What does money do for you? So Satan comes. I will give. But the price, he said, you got to worship me. Some people don't think it's a big deal. Lily asked the other day, do people really work? I said, oh, yeah. So they go to church. They have a book. I mean, there's not a whole lot different than, you know, Satan's ways of worship and ours. I mean, they look different. The songs are different, all that stuff. But I said, it's the same thing. Worship's worship. You think about them. You pray to them. You give to them. You do things you'd have you to do. You know, in the name of all this stuff. Words the same, except the God's glory, to God be the glory, all this stuff. Did you just throw Satan in there? Same thing. It's there. It's there. Right there. Fall down and worship me. Many people have. Have. Tested and tried, and they fold. Because they're about the flesh, and they're not about God. The Bible says, verse 10, then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan. Same sentence he said to who? He said it to Peter. Because Peter was saying the same things thought-wise that was coming from the devil. Lord has a plan. What did Peter say? Be it far from thee, Lord. God's plan for you, be it far from thee. And he told Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Right? Oh, that's spooky stuff. No, it's not. It's a way of thinking. Get God's will away from us. Whose will are we in then? If we're serving ourselves, we're serving the devil. Why can't we understand that? If we're for God, that it is going to be seen. And the Bible says when we're gone, the things that aren't seen when we're here, they'll be seen after we're gone. Don't worry about it. Well, I want people to know, hey, let God worry about those things. Let God take care of those things. You serve God and love God now amongst all the craziness. It's proof positive. You want to show your Christianity? Stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Right now. Do it now. People are like, oh, look at all these people. Broken people the other day. I said, the Lord knows. You better be on His side. You better make a choice. We better do it. The world knows. A lady come out, she's like, man, I feel like I got some healing from those words. And I said, because it's the Word of God. The Bible says like a balm. He helps your broken spirit. I told him, I said, praise God for God. The Bible says the reason why He came, our salvation, yes, all these things. The Bible says He came to bind up the brokenhearted. That He came for you. The Bible said He came for you. He came to bind you up. When they go through these things in life, our hearts are just going to get stomped on. Hard. It's so hard. I mean, it's hard. You just think, man alive, but thank God for Jesus. He holds all those things. The Bible says, by Him, all things consist. Man, take it to the bank. He knows my heart. He knows those things. I want to be on His side. I want to choose Him. I want to submit myself to Him. Resist the devil that he may flee. It's not about getting the devil. Oh, it's like, get rid of the devil. We got to stand for God. Devil's crowd's always going to be out there. You ain't going to try to wipe them out. I mean, I'm thankful for Bible Baptist in Fairbanks. I think they stand in front of Planned Parenthood
every day on Tuesdays or something for an hour and hold the signs. We've done that. We've done those things. We've gone. We've done those things. They're going to be there because that's a part of the devil's plan. They're going to be there. Should we protest? Hey, sure. Yeah, sure. Say, look, this isn't the way to do it, right? Don't take lives. That's not your job to do that. You let God decide. God has a will. And sometimes we look at it, we say, well, so-and-so had a baby and they died, and this person had an abortion wherever and the baby died. What's the difference? And one was in the will of God. One, God decided that. There's lots of children that died in the Bible. And we look at it, we see death, we said, oh man, but some of it was by the will of God. Some of it was. It's hard. But yes, it's part of God's plan. Not all things in God's plan are easy. But I have to make that decision. I'm going to put myself in God's plan and let all come. Just let it come. Because I have Christ. I have Jesus. We'll be done this morning. Verse 11. Then the devil leaveth him. Behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Didn't have garlic. Didn't have silver bullets. Didn't have a silver cross. Didn't have a werewolf whistle. You just need the Lord. You need the Word of God. And say, look, because of Christ, you have no grounds here. None. Is he still going to come? Do you get tempted every day? You could. You get tempted with a lot of things. And the higher you rise, I'll give you up. Man, there's a gentleman in Pasco. It's a friend. His dad said, I will give you $1.5 million right now if you'll walk away from this. This being church, this being Jesus, this being, and I ain't going to do it. I couldn't do it. I love the Lord. I said, man, I said, that's amazing. And he's a young Christian. I said, he's got a lot of things in him that help him, but it's just like, man alive, that love for the Lord Jesus Christ to help you walk away. Don't be sold. I mean, these guys that are doing censorship right now, they've sold. You can go find their price. Just see what their net worth is, right? Just go sit. That's what they sold for. That's my price. Just give me this much, and then I'll do it, and I'll just try to look the part. And hey, I get it, right? Facebook Live started, and people were committing suicide on live, and people were committing crimes on live just to do the cool thing, right? So I could get on TV, right? I get it. So you got your plans to monitor content because you don't want that. I get that. But then it turns into policing. Then it turns into thoughts. And where I don't worry about it. When I say afraid, I'm thinking, I'm concerned that this is where it would lead to. What are we streaming on right now? Oh, well, we heard it. Little Bible Baptist and True Gift. Wherever. I'm just saying, it was a big help this year when we were locked down that we could show service still. Otherwise, I'd have had to go to each of your houses and stand outside your window, preach for 20 minutes, and be like, I'll see you in a week, right? Probably wouldn't do anything. I'd just break it up. Like, y'all getting it still. Don't think that you're going to hide in your house. No, anyways, it was a blessing that we could do that. But I could just see him and say, no, we don't like what you got to say. The Bible says God's word's immutable, so there'll be another way. There'll be another avenue. There'll be a way. And we'll tackle those things when they come. But for this morning, tried and tested, are we going to fold for a piece of bread? Are we going to fold with thinking, boy, God don't take care of me, or well, God care for me. Yeah, I can just live however I want. God will take care of me. That's that idea in temptation number two. Temptation number three. See all this stuff? It can all be yours if you'll worship me. I want to worship the Lord. I want to wait to see what the Lord has. If God's taken this long to make the things that He's going to give us, Brother Joe, it's going to be pretty awesome, right? If the world was made in 7 days, I think the world's pretty awesome, right? I think Pioneer Peak's pretty awesome, right? I'm like, man, this is amazing. This is wonderful. God said, boy, I go to prepare for you. Oh, man. Don't sell out now! Don't do it! Trust the Lord. Let's stand this morning. We'll sing a song of invitation. Have Thine Own Way. Lord, 306 in your hymnal, 306. Our altar's open if you'd like to come and pray. We need to pray for our nation. I just trust you'd pray for our country all the time. I have to be long, but short, but pray. Be on your heart. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our neighbors, people next to us that are looking for answers. You need help this morning, would you come? 306, have thine own way.